Only three 9/11 airplane videos are confirmed to have been shown live. ABC Chopper 7, Fox Chopper 5, and WPIX. None of them actually shows an airplane hitting anything. With today's technology, making a live, real-time shot look like the CNN Hezarkhani shot would be impossible. But remember, the first time this was shown was many hours after the event. It just so happens that all of the live airplane videos were taken with the shady side of the tower next to a very bright sky. This makes pulling a key very easy. In a different shot, keying could be impossible. It just so happens that the live airplane videos have a steady camera with no panning or tilting or zooming in. If any of this camera motion had occurred while the airplane was on screen, compositing would have been impossible. The WPIX and Chopper 7 shots seem to have been put together nicely. The same cannot be said for Chopper 5.
As you look at the picture from our chopper now arriving at the scene.
What is he talking about, arriving at the scene? The chopper is over the Hackensack River in New Jersey, 5 miles away. Why are they not headed toward what is already the news story of the year? Wait a minute, is something missing here? With the camera zoomed in, now it looks like the chopper is arriving at the scene. Seems that we weren't supposed to see that wide shot. And that's because there's no plane in it. Matching the speed of the airplane and working backwards, we can determine where the plane should be earlier. The plane should be visible for over 5 seconds. That's 340 separate images, and there is no plane.
My explanation is the plane simply melted into the lack of resolution of the video system.
Of course, any object can disappear on video if it becomes small enough. The helicopter is far smaller than a big Boeing. It's a poor comparison. The question is whether a passenger jet disappears at 5 miles. To find out, I went and shot an airplane video under similar conditions, in the morning, with an airplane silhouette against a very bright sky. This was taken zoomed out from 6 miles away, a mile further than the Chopper 5 shot. I cut the horizontal resolution in half to simulate the quality of a VHS tape. The plane is small and blurry, but it appears in every single frame. The camera op on board Chopper 5 was WNYW reporter Kai Simonson.
Well, I knew that the plane was coming in because the pilot told me. Well, the pilot said that the guy was flying really low and he was heading for the tower.
The obvious thing then would be to point the camera at the airplane and follow it. Instead, Simonson zooms, zooms, and zooms, framing a shot of the towers. The airplane image enters the picture within one video frame. That's 1/30th of a second. What are the odds of that? By the way, Kai Simonson is not just a reporter for Fox 5. He also specializes in video compositing. In 2001, he was advertising his services of green screen compositing, helicopter videography, and an Avid system. Exactly the system needed to insert an airplane in real time. Check out what happens next. The nose of the airplane appears to pop out the backside of the tower. Exactly the problem that could occur with live compositing. I offered Mr. Wright this multiple choice. Three of them are the nose of the airplane before it goes into the building. Three are the nose coming out of the building. Which are which? So how does an engine, or a landing gear, or dust, or anything else, become a size and a shape that's indistinguishable from an airplane nose? And not just any airplane nose, but a 767 nose, the very airplane that appears to go into the other side of the tower. But wouldn't Kai Simonson have thought to mask off the left half of the screen? Of course he would. The shot was designed to have the South Tower right in the middle. A mask on the airplane layer prevents it from ever escaping the back of the tower. The plane would begin to disappear behind the edge of the tower, and the tail would slow down somewhat, and we would imagine that that was because the nose and wings had impacted the wall. But helicopters cannot hold still, they drift. We've already seen that Chopper 5 was late getting into position. The shot begins okay, but the camera drifts far enough so that the back edge of the tower is now outside the mask area. Simonson must have realized his mistake and quickly faded the picture down to black. When picture fades back up, all trace of the nose is gone. But it was too late. We saw Pinocchio's nose.
Watch how the aircraft penetrates the building.
It's physically impossible for the nose of a Boeing 767 airplane to emerge intact.
Well, how is it? How do you know that that's impossible?
It's hollow, made of plastic, and not designed to withstand any sort of collision.
That nose cone there is made of plastic, and it's very easily indented. They think that a bird hit that nose cone, which again is made of plastic, it's hollow inside.
It would have had to go through two sets of steel box columns.
It's obviously possible because it happened. You know, whether or not it can be sufficiently explained is another issue. There's a lot of things in life that can't be, you know, fully explained. I mean, how many times have you seen a plane crash into the side of a building?
The no-plane wide shot and the nose-out mistakes in Chopper 5 thrust the compositors, the compositrators, into damage control mode.
Into, oh my goodness.
Oh God.
A replay of Chopper 5 was attempted on CNN just a few minutes after the fact. But notice how everything is covered up by huge logo graphics.
Into the crash into the other tower of the World Trade Center. And again, let's just to be sure, there it is.
Oh.
There it is, the plane went right through.
Pinocchio's nose had to be explained away with new videos. Later, it was discovered that there was no exit wound. There are zero broken columns in this area. Any sort of solid object is ruled out. Enter the dust explosion. This is footage shot by the Nowday brothers. It doesn't show any metallic cylinder, and it looks nothing like the fuselage of an airplane. They've made it a dust explosion. And the 1 second that would show the fate of Pinocchio's nose has been edited out. Why would the Nowday brothers remove that little piece of video? Television video is made up of horizontal scan lines.
When you have an interlaced image like this, you can't manipulate it because those field lines are one scan line tall. And if you try to rotate it or scale it, the lines start to blend together and you get a mishmash.
Mr. Wright is claiming that because the scan lines of the airplane align perfectly with the scan lines of the tower, this proves it could not have been a composite. By this logic, we better watch out for real live dinosaurs. The scan lines of the dinosaur align perfectly with the woman's head. Does this mean it's a real dinosaur? Notice that on Gamma Press and Nowday, Pinocchio's nose casts a very dark shadow across the face of the tower. But look at Chopper 5. There's no shadow because it's a live composite and the nose was never supposed to pop out like this. The Chopper 5 sequence was never replayed and has never appeared in any of the government documentaries. They took it and flushed it down the memory hole. While the Chopper 5 was a live video composite with mistakes in it, there were also mistakes made in the edited videos that came later. The clearest image of United Flight 175 going into the South Tower was allegedly shot by...